You can do the following lesson in a number of different ways. You can choose to lie down on the floor or on the bed, or you could even do it sitting in a chair. The important thing is that you're comfortable and that you're able to move your shoulder in an easy fashion without strain. So if you're lying down and you're on your side and you feel that it's pulling too much on your arm, you may want to find a little pillow to rest your arm on, or you may want to rest your hand on the crook of your arm. In either event, make sure that your hand and arm are comfortable. And now you can have your eyes closed or open, and imagine that to the side of your shoulder, whichever shoulder you've chosen, is facing a clock, an old-fashioned analog clock, where 12 o'clock is at the top of your shoulder and 6 o'clock is just a little bit down your humerus. 3 o'clock is to the front of yourself, and 9 o'clock is to the back. And just very lightly, very delicately, begin raising your shoulder up in the direction of 12 o'clock and then letting it come back down to the neutral spot. Very easy. Several times, just raising your shoulder and lowering it. Now, if you wish, you can think about going with your shoulder a little bit downwards towards 6 o'clock, but don't push it, don't force it. So you're moving your shoulder between 12 and 6 a few times. Notice if you slow it down and make it really small, you'll feel that there are little glitches, maybe little jumps in the movement of your shoulder. That's perfectly natural. Just allow that to take place. Be really soft with yourself. And now rest a moment. And now think about the numbers 3 and 9 in your clock. And very lightly begin moving your shoulder a little bit forward towards the 3 o'clock image, and then a little bit backward towards the 9. Again, it doesn't have to be a big movement. And there are many times where we do movements where you try to include other parts of yourself. But in this case, what you want to do is see if you can make the movement small enough that you can actually feel your arm bone moving in your joint. Very lightly, very small. Notice if you're breathing as you do this. And let your breath be soft, independent of the action of the movement. And rest again. Now, can you connect these 4 points so you begin circling clockwise with your shoulder? And of course, you can fill in your mind's eye all the other numbers of the clock. You don't have to race around this clock. You can take your time. Time is all we have. Noticing which numbers are easier for you to access. Are there parts that don't feel like a circular clock, where they want to jump out of the circle? Notice how the rest of you is responding to this tiny, tiny movement. You might notice how different muscles are responding in your rib cage. You might recognize unnecessary tensions in your back, in your neck. And pause a second. And now do the movement counterclockwise, reversing your circle. noticing, is this direction easier or more challenging? Do you have issues with the same number, the same hour of your clock? Or do they challenge you in different ways? Are you enjoying the movement? And if you're not, can you find a way to make it more pleasurable for yourself, even if that means doing less or not even doing it at all and just imagining it? And then let go of that movement. If you're lying on your side, take a moment to roll onto your back and just notice what the two shoulders feel like. If you're sitting, you can just turn your attention from the left shoulder to the right shoulder and just feel for yourself if one feels lower, higher, happier. And then if your other shoulder is a little bit jealous, then why not try to do the entire sequence on your other side? You can just start this recording back at the beginning, or if you remember it, just do it for yourself. The interesting thing about this clock movement is that you can actually do it in lots of different parts of yourself. You can circle your ankles, your heels, your pelvis, your wrist, your head. There are so many different places where you can apply the clock movement to learn more about yourself. So if there's another part of you that you're interested in learning more about, try it, lying down, sitting, or even walking. And if you're finished with the exercise, then please feel free to get up, take a walk around, and see how your arms are swinging. Until next time.